U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Susan Rice, who is Security Council president for the month of April, says members are working on another presidential statement aimed at giving joint U.N. Arab League Special Envoy on Syria, Kofi Annan, more support. Ambassador Rice says the statement would also let the Syrian government know they have to adhere to the April 10th deadline to withdraw troops set out in the envoy's peace plan.
From the U.S. point of view, and I think the point of view of many member states, what we have seen since April 1st is not encouraging. And should the government of Syria use this window, rather than to de-escalate, to intensify violence, it will be most unfortunate, and it will be certainly our view that the Security Council will need to respond to that failure in a very urgent and serious way.
While the council agreed on an earlier presidential statement supporting Kofi Annan and his six-point peace plan, it was unable to pass two resolutions condemning the country for the violence. Ambassador Rice says this time it may be different.
Should the Syrian regime continue its violence, we hope that that would create a climate that would be perhaps improved over the past, in which all member states see the wisdom of delivering not just a strong message, but strong actions that might change the calculus of the government in Damascus.
As for other work this month, Ambassador Rice says the U.S. has chosen nuclear proliferation and terrorism as a major focus of work for the council.
From the U.S. point of view, the greatest danger that we and all states around the world face is a nuclear weapon or nuclear material falling into the hands of terrorists.
Other issues on the agenda include Sudan and South Sudan, especially the situation in Abyei and Darfur, women, peace and security, and enriching opportunities for youth.
The United States thinks that it's very important for the Council to bring the voices of half the world's population, those under 25, more directly and immediately into the work of the Security Council. It's the lives of young people that are being shaped by what we do or don't do every day.
Ambassador Rice says young people will be invited to open Security Council sessions, and young journalists will be brought in to cover events and meetings. The UN Security Council includes 5 permanent members and 10 rotating non-permanent members. Each month, a different ambassador becomes president of the council. Julie Walker, United Nations.